नमस्कार, वेलकम बैक टू येट अनदर एडिशन ऑफ पॉपुलर ऑडियो टॉक सीरीज ड्यूरिंग वर्ल्ड स्पेस वीक सेलिब्रेशंस 2020 एट नेशनल रिमोट सेंसिंग सेंटर हैदराबाद. वी टॉक्ड ऑन इंटरप्लानेटरी मिशन एंड टुडे मॉर्निंग हर्ड अबाउट रॉकेट्स गोइंग बियॉन्ड द ब्लू स्काय. नाउ इज द टाइम टू कंट्रोल दीज रॉकेट्स. लेट्स लिसन फ्रॉम अश्वती कृष्णन, साइंटिस्ट इसरो इनर्शियल सिस्टम्स यूनिट IISU त्रिवेंद्रम अबाउट हु स्टीयर्स रॉकेट और रॉकेट नेविगेशन. अश्वती कृष्णन प्लीज.
स्पेस हैज ऑलवेज फैसिनेटेड ह्यूमंस. इट्स इमेंसिटी मेड हिम प्लेस हिज गॉड्स अमंग द स्टार्स. मैन लुक्ड टू द स्टार्स टू फाइंड हिज वे थ्रू द वास्ट एक्सपेंसेस ऑफ हिज ओन प्लैनेट एंड टू ऑर्गेनाइज हिज लाइफ ऑन अर्थ. His boundless curiosity fueled his efforts to build machines that would eventually take him to the planets and stars that he has only wondered about. The launch of Sputnik 1 satellite on October 4, 1957 marked the beginning of space age. However, the early records of the use of rockets dates back to the year 1232 AD, when tiny fire arrows were used by the Chinese in their battles. Inspired by the success of the Mysore rockets used by the army of Tipu Sultan against the British in 1792, an artillery expert by the name Colonel William Congreve set out to design rockets for use by the British military. Though this was successfully used in the battles owing to their firing power and ensuing devastation, these were highly inaccurate. The foundation of rocketry that led to the development of rockets as the ones that we see today is attributed to the works of the great pioneers Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, Dr. Robert Goddard, and Hermann Oberth. The spectacular sight of a rocket soaring through the clouds into the sky awes every one of us. The rocket has a mission to complete, to place a satellite onto an orbit around the Earth, or to put a spacecraft on course in its voyage to the moon or other heavenly bodies. The basic principle of working of a rocket is based on Newton's third law of motion. That is, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. As it expels gases out of its engines, the rocket pushes on the gas, which in turn pushes it back, propelling the rocket forward. But have you ever wondered how these huge and complex machines, spitting fire quite literally as they go up, accelerating to a speed of about 8 kilometers per second in less than 15 to 20 minutes, are controlled so accurately to follow a previously decided path and inject a satellite into its intended orbit? Well, the answer to this lies in the navigation, guidance, and control system of the rocket that is entrusted with the job of steering a rocket through a desired path to meet the requirements of a mission. As a rocket moves upward, it is acted upon by many forces, including the thrust that's caused by the burning gases, the aerodynamic forces like the lift and the drag as the rocket flies through the air, and of course, gravity. The effect of these various forces and torques on a rocket causes it to translate, that is, change its location from one point to another and rotate about three axes. In order to steer a rocket, we will have to understand and describe its motion and know the exact position and velocity at any point in time during its flight. This function is performed by the navigation systems in the rocket. On Earth, we navigate, that is, move from one place to another with the help of various landmarks. But this is not possible in the case of our rockets. So, the navigation system relies on the output from various sensors, similar to our eyes in the human body, that helps us to know where we are. From the knowledge of its position, the guidance system of the rocket that resembles our brain compares the instantaneous position of the rocket with the desired position, that is, where the rocket should have been preferably in order to move through the desired trajectory. If it finds that the rocket has strayed from its desired course, It issues the necessary commands to the rocket control system that obeys the commands from the guidance and steers the rocket engines so as to stick to its planned course. The control system acts just like our hands and legs, performing various operations according to the instructions from our brain. Rockets navigate mainly with the help of a set of sensors known as the accelerometers and gyroscopes mounted onto its body. Accelerometers measure the linear acceleration of the rocket and gyroscopes measure its angular velocity. You might be familiar with these sensors as these are ubiquitous due to their applications in our mobile phones to sense orientation and movement. The navigation software computes the rocket's instantaneous position, velocity, and the angular orientation called the attitude from the sensor inputs. This method of navigation is known as inertial navigation and it works based on a principle called dead reckoning. In dead reckoning, we can compute our present position if we have a knowledge of our initial position, that is a point where we started from, and the speed and direction of our movement. Here we are ignorant about the external factors that are affecting our rocket, and all that we know is that our rocket has moved so far within a specified time and we deduce our position from that information. This could lead to accumulation of errors in the sensor outputs over a period of time. Compared to the sensors that are used in our mobile phones, the ones that are used in our launch vehicles have extremely stringent accuracy requirements, for as you can imagine, even tiny errors from the sensor could add up in time and convey an incorrect position information to the guidance systems in our rocket. Incorrect position and attitude information could lead the guidance to take misinformed decisions, and this could lead to catastrophic failures if not checked in time. In addition to the inertial navigation, rockets use information from satellite constellations like the NAVIC or the GPS to alleviate and bound the errors from INS. The navigation information is used by a set of algorithms known as the guidance algorithms residing in the onboard computer in a rocket. Guidance helps the rocket to determine a desired path of travel from the current position to the designated target, as well as the desired changes in velocity, rotation, and acceleration required for the rocket to follow that path. A manual steering of the rocket is impossible due to the speeds involved. This function is performed by the digital autopilot that interfaces the guidance and control systems. The commands from the guidance is executed by the control system through engines, thrusters, and other actuators while maintaining the stability of the rocket. The stability of a rocket is its ability to keep flying through the air, pointing in the right direction without wobbling or tumbling. The control system functions to meet the target set by the guidance while taking in the vehicle parameters as well as the environmental factors into consideration. The performance of the NGC systems is extremely crucial for a launch vehicle to meet its mission requirements. So, the next time you see a launch, you surely know who is steering a rocket.
Thank you, Ashute, for taking our listeners to the wonderful world of rocket control. In our next talk, we will invite experts from the field of propellants, which are used in rockets and satellites. Keep listening. Rajshri Bhutle, signing off for today. Namaskar.